RadioInfluence.com.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. Before we get this started, I want to give love to Trulieve. We are powered by Trulieve. There are 17 dispensaries with Trulieve in the Bay Area. And if you're going to do it, you might as well do it with the best. And that's Trulieve. You have to go to see a doctor. There's a lot of different doctors out there. And when you finally get your medical marijuana card, you want to contact my people at Trulieve. They have the best product. I believe they have the most dispensaries out there, if I'm not mistaken. There's a lot of other people popping up, but Trulieve's been around for a long time, and you might as well get it done with the best. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking a little bit about the election that was last night and how it affected marijuana. And there was a lot of things affected. Probably more than ever, there was marijuana on the ballot, and it affected quite a few states. I'm going to talk a little bit about people who want to try cannabis for the first time, and then also some luxury things that are going on in our country, and people are benefiting from cannabis and using it for relaxation, and I think that is a wonderful thing. So the election was last night. Sat up and watched the majority of it. There wasn't a whole lot going on in the ballot here in Florida for cannabis, but we know how much we've gone forward with the advancement of cannabis in this area. Leaps and bounds even from last year. And, you know, the system has improved immensely. And a lot of these different states that are really getting accustomed to marijuana for the first time, they're going to go through their growing pains like we did. But I think for the most part, Florida's ironed out a lot of their growing pains and things are going pretty darn smooth right now. So yesterday, for the most part, people said that weed was victorious. Okay, weed was a pretty big thing on the ballot, and weed was victorious, which was great. Michigan voted to legalize recreational use of cannabis. Utah and Missouri legalized it, but they legalized it for medical use only. And that was as of yesterday. North Dakota failed. They were the first one. And right now, there's 31 states that have medical marijuana. 31 states now have legal laws for medical marijuana. And nine states are fully recreational. So 31 medical marijuana, nine states fully recreational. And these are all good things. We're heading in the right direction. And when our country realizes how this medicinal plant can help almost everybody, people are definitely going to change. And I was looking at a couple studies. Sanjay Gupta is a guy who is a very well-renowned, intelligent young man, wrote a study in 2009, and the title was Why I Would Vote No on Pot. And he's come back and apologized. So that's the thing. That's what's so wonderful about marijuana and cannabis and where it's gone. There's so many studies now that people are going back and they're kicking themselves. They wonder why they can be so ignorant and so naive of some of the things that have gone on. You've heard the one argument I still hear, and it really disgusts me, to be honest with you, is the whole gateway drug thing. In 1944, they came out with a research and said that marijuana does not lead to addiction, okay? It doesn't lead to addiction. And if it doesn't lead to addiction, it can't lead to anything else, okay? So if it doesn't lead to addiction, it can't lead to an addictive drug. That doesn't make any sense. Now, alcohol is ridiculously addicting. That's the gateway drug. That should be the one that's if you should abolish one thing, it should be alcohol. When you look at that, they said it doesn't lead to morphine, doesn't lead to heroin, doesn't lead to cocaine. And here's one of the more important things. Opioid overdoses, opioid addictions are obviously very, very common. Opioid overdoses every 19 minutes in our country. Every 19 minutes of today. So twice probably during this podcast, somebody's going to overdose from opioids in our country. And the same guy that wrote that study in 1944, that way back when, and you can go to now if you want. because the number is extremely high. Zero known deaths from marijuana. Zero. So they can't find an overdose from marijuana ever. Ever is a long, long time. But once again, there's still people over there fighting and scratching and clawing for to criminalize marijuana. And I don't know if that's ever going to stop because there's still a lot of money going up against it. And that's never going to end. That lobbyist money, that's never, ever going to end. Now, I did not even attempt to smoke or ingest marijuana until I was 35 years old. I'm 51 now. I've definitely smoked my share in the last 16 years to try to catch up from lost time. I have a lot of people around me who talk about doing it for the first time that haven't done it. Some of them in their 30s, some of them in their 40s, even some in their 50s. And my answer is, I say to them is like, what's scaring you? What is holding you back? I knew what was holding me back, and that was the NFL and the ability to piss in a cup and be clean. I mean, I had the cleanest urine in NFL history. Even peed for a few guys on the team throughout the years, and that was way back when. You don't want my pee now. It ain't clean now. But there's a lot of people out there looking to try marijuana for the first time. Now, they say the numbers are about 21% of Americans are curious about marijuana who have never tried it. And that number is actually going up because the legalization of marijuana makes the number go up to 30%. And that's because it's legalized. Now, that's commendable that you don't do it because it's illegal. But what I don't understand is the same people that aren't smoking marijuana because it's illegal drank since they were 12. So that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense because drinking before you're 21 is illegal. So and I'm not telling anybody to go out and drink illegally. Smoke illegally. That's not what I'm trying to do. But it just doesn't really make sense when you put them side to side. Because once again, one is real bad for you and one is very manageable. And that one being marijuana. Now, if I was to give anybody advice for anybody that's going to try it for the first time, everybody reacts different to everything. That's literally. Like, somebody will say, I can't smoke marijuana because I get really, really nervous and I get really, really crazy anxiety. And that's fine. And you don't want to find out the first time that you try something that you have mad anxiety and you're around everybody tripping out. You don't want to do that. I mean, I've been in a situation where I had maybe a little bit too much of an edible. And the last thing you want to do is be around people, okay? So I would say, I'm not trying to scare anybody or push anybody into anything, but if you're going to try marijuana for the first time, I suggest you're around a bunch of people who, or one or two people, who are familiar with marijuana, who can carry themselves the right way after smoking, and start slow. Just start slow. And I would say probably, I was going to say chill in a basement. We are up north. There's a lot of basements here in Florida. But chill out somewhere at somebody's house and just, you know, just take it slow because you never know how it's going to react to anybody. I've seen people trip and I've seen people smoke their faces off. I've seen both. And once again, you don't know how your body is going to react to all these to drugs. And it's a drug. It's a medication. And it's going to bring something out of you. That's the thing. It's going to bring something out of you. And for me, the first time that I attempted marijuana, it was actually the second time. I tried one time and it didn't really do anything. I didn't feel anything. I don't know if it just was ragweed or what the deal was, but I didn't feel much. And the second time with a good friend of mine, and we're at the Cactus Club, and which would tell you how long ago that was. Cactus Club's been closed for a while. We're at the Cactus Club and we're leaving and he says, try it again. Just try it one more time. So I'm just about to get in my car to drive home. So I take a big old puff and I swallow it and I cough. That's not the best thing for your first attempt. That was a little too much. So I jump in my car. That's strike one. I jump in my car. I leave the Cactus Club. And by the time I got to Henderson and Swan, I was in another dimension. And I don't know. I must live 2 miles from Henderson and Swan, it might have taken me an hour and a half to get home. Or 2 minutes. I don't know what's the difference. But it seemed like an hour and a half. I don't suggest that. That wasn't the best scenario to be feeling like that at that moment, because everybody around me was after me. And you've heard stories, and I laugh my ass off when I hear stories of people transporting marijuana and calling the cops on themselves. There's silly things like that that does happen. So just, you know, don't be driving the first time, and don't be transporting hundreds of pounds of marijuana, and you'll be fine. So once again, if you're somebody who's curious and wants to try it for the first time, be around your people and, you know, do it wisely. You know, you can do it right way, and you could do it the wrong way as well. And once again, go through TrueLeaf. You can definitely get, they'll put you in the right direction. Now, marijuana in general in the United States is going in a different direction. Not too long ago, I went to an event at Tetra Health Centers, and Chef Joey Galliano put on a show, as far as a culinary show, was cooking with marijuana. Wasn't literally cooking with it, because that's illegal, but he did a little little show and showed you how you can cook with it. And it's not just edibles, it's not just smoking. You could put some of the tinctures and some of the oils in food, and you could eat it and not even know you're eating it, and it still has the same effect. And that's where it's going. You know, we have a building here, Flavor of Tampa Bay, that we constructed so that we can do some fun events. And we're going to be doing some of those in the near future with TrueLeaf, with Chef Joey, and just have Chef Joey in here explain how you cook with marijuana. It's about dosages and doing it the right way, because when you talk about ingesting it, other than when you smoke it, you can kind of, you almost can't smoke yourself crazy. You can't smoke yourself silly. You can eat yourself silly, because it's different. It tastes good. Somebody gives you a gummy bear, that tastes good. It's a gummy bear. You're used to eating a bag of gummy bears. I don't suggest it. Eat the one gummy bear. If it says wait an hour, wait 2 hours. Don't do the same thing on the famous last words, I didn't feel anything. I've heard it dozens of times. I took a gettable and I didn't feel anything. And then an hour and a half later, I took another one. And an hour after that, I was tripping. Don't do that. It's like every other drug out there. You can't take a Vicodin and say, I don't feel it, and take another one. I mean, something is going to be, you're stacking stuff on top of each other. So you have to be wise with it. So there's a lot of different things going on in our country as far as recreationally with marijuana. We have some things going on here in San Francisco, and I know it's been happening in Denver as well. But they have these outings where, you know, women of all occupations are gathering around for a weekend, and they're doing yoga, educational classes, spa treatments. And they have unlimited cannabis, smoothies, body creams, vapes. So if you're somebody who loves cannabis, and I can honestly say I'm somebody who's in that category right now. I can say I love weed. I'm okay to say that. I watch Half Baked, and when Dave Chappelle said, I love weed, I think that's funny, because I love it too. But there's so many things happening with cannabis, and you want to jump on the wagon, okay? And there's a lot of people that are getting involved with it as far as stocks go. I think that might be too late. But there's a lot of things happening around it. So I'm trying to benefit from, you know, the energy coming with cannabis, and the growing knowledge of cannabis as well, because if you went back a year, the knowledge was minimal, and I think people are looking into looking a little deeper, you know, like Sanjay Gupta, who in 2009 was completely against cannabis and is writing papers of how harmful cannabis can be, and in 2018 he's writing apology letters. So there's been so much more come forward with cannabis that I'm proud to be part of kind of the movement, and that's what this podcast is for. When I approached TrueLeaf way back when and said I'm going to do a cannabis podcast, really the number one thing was to gain knowledge and bring knowledge to the masses about cannabis, and I think that's what we're doing here. And you look, TrueLeaf is not the only company out there. There's a bunch of other companies popping up. But I just think that TrueLeaf, their mentality is right. They've been doing it so long now that they're kind of like Publix, we'll say. I mean, you can go to Winn-Dixie. They ain't as good as Publix. I like Publix myself. And I'm not getting paid by Publix. It's just Publix just seems to be a better brand than me. But that's what Trulieve is to me. And when you go into Trulieve, it's ridiculously clean. Everybody's real cool there. They got an armed guard there, so there's no shenanigans and tomfoolery. All you got to do is, if you have a business, if you have an ATM card, you have to pay cash. They don't take credit cards, which makes it a beautiful business. Cash only. And at the end of the day, they're just rolling out their Brinks trucks, and life is good. But there's so many different choices now that every time I go, they kind of point you in a different direction. And I just like to stay in my little lane. And with me, it's a true stick. And give me some sativa, and I'm ready to go. I got a little indica pen that I put beside my bed that at nighttime I take a couple hits of that. That helps me sleep. But other than that, I'm sativa all the way. Every once in a while, mess with a hybrid. So, you know, since I've been associated with Trulieve, I've just smoked a lot less flower. You know, it used to be all flower. You know, you're getting illegally back then. Now it's just real easy to, you know, to roll up with your Trulieve pen and, you know, be inconspicuous. And you can go to, if some people are fuddy-duddies and they still don't like it, go into the bathroom and hit it. You can hit it and blow it to the side and nobody even sees it. It doesn't smell. And, you know, normal marijuana, you could take a little, you could have it in your pocket and everybody's smelling it. Trust me, that's happened before. So times have definitely changed. And Trulieve is definitely moving forward with their ingenuity. And when I pull out my True Stick, everybody says, "Where'd you get that? That's cool." And just the apparatus itself is number one, that's for sure. And if you try them all and you try the True Stick, you'll always go to the True Stick, because second I give somebody one, and they have their little weak pen, whatever they have, they always seem to go back to Trulieve, and that's why Trulieve is king right now. If anybody has any questions about cannabis or marijuana, I want you to please give me a call. Oh, don't give me a call. Hit me up on email. I'm always available through social media at Ian Beckles, but you can hit me up at ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. I have a few other podcasts. I have Flavor in Your Ear, Flavor of Tampa Bay, and also have In the Trenches, where we talk about our lowly Buccaneers every Monday. So, well, the Buccaneers are making me smoke a little bit more. So thank God for Trulieve, because that team is making me, I need a little Trulieve during the football season, that is for sure. It's just easing the pain a little bit. So I appreciate you guys listening in. The numbers have been improving as we go. So people want to gain knowledge in the cannabis world. And like I said, if you guys have anything to add, it's ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. And I'll probably read your email on air. I would love to do that. But other than that, go out this week and smoke something delicious. Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit Trulieve on Twitter at Trulieve or Trulieve.com. That's TRULIEVE.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence.
This is a Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Everybody, do me a favor. Rev up your engine. Get ready for Duffified Live. Mr. Alan Lane, publisher, journalist, Sport Bikes, Inc.
I was a late bloomer. I didn't start riding until I was closer to 20. I saw the stress and the wear that it had on my mom, that she went through while she worried about Greg. I just kind of waited till I got out of high school, and Greg got me into bikes. I remember my first bike was an 87 Honda Nighthawk 750 with a bad alternator. The battery kept dying, and I loved the bike, but I hated it at the same time because it wasn't
an electrical problem.
It wasn't reliable, you know, and
yeah.
It was a pain in the ass. I loved it, but it was a pain in the ass. It was like a couple of first relationships that I was in. You loved it, but
she was the best, but goddamn.
Yeah, right. Like, so why can't she just work the way I wanted her to work? I'm happily married now, though. I will say that I'm happily married.
Gotcha.
This was early on. So the so Nighthawk 750, and you know, I fell in love with everything that being a motorcyclist brought to the table. When I was a kid, I read comic books, and so you know, for me to find a way as an adult to wear leather boots, right, gloves, jacket, okay, helmet, and look like a superhero and be cool about it, I was in. I was all in.
Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.